7 for this evening, for tomorrow 5:49 for sunrise time. The air is calm, barometer at 29.81. We have picked up 21 one-hundredths of an inch of rain this morning. With cloudy skies, it is 69.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Scotts Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scotts, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is putting forth three significant reforms to the U.S. Supreme Court. The big one, says ABC Stephen Portnoy.
He's proposing a constitutional amendment that would emphatically state that there is no immunity conferred upon someone who previously served as president by virtue of their service.
Another reform would limit Supreme Court terms to 18 years, and a third calls for an enforceable code of conduct for justices. The Park Fire in Northern California, the biggest in the state, burning up to 5,000 acres per hour. Susan Singleton escaped with her husband and her seven dogs.
Whatever we had can be replaced, but I wouldn't have left the animals at all.
Some governments worldwide, including the United States, are holding off before confirming that strong-arm leader Nicolas Maduro has won another term as Venezuela's president. The opposition had hoped to get him out after 25 years in power. The U.S. says it doesn't think the outcome represents the will of the people. This is ABC News. A diving trip turned into a nightmare for an Oklahoma couple getting lost at sea without a boat. The two becoming separated from their group, trying to help another diver off the Texas coast.
The Coast Guard launched a full search within hours of their disappearance. The couple saying they could hear the planes overhead as they tried to stay warm.
Because our body temperatures were dropping, we needed to keep swimming or we probably would have frozen to death.
After nearly two full days at sea, Nathan and Kim were finally spotted bobbing in the water, signaling SOS with their flashlights. They had spent 38 hours waiting to be rescued.
Look up tomorrow morning. The Southern Delta Aquarid meteor shower is just about to peak. 15 to 20 meteors visible every hour under dark skies in the Northern Hemisphere. Viewing should be even better in the Southern Hemisphere through August 21st. It coincides with the Alpha Capricornid shower, about 5 meteors an hour. That's through August 15th. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scotts Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scotts Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Hometown in baseball yesterday, Ashton over Mazamani, 11-8. Middleton 12-2 over Wanakee. Sauk Prairie beat the Dells 6-5. Reedsburg 9-8 over Cross Plains. Quarterfinal first-round playoff action in the West. Dodgeville 4-3 over Blanchardville. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 2-0 over Hollandale. Verona beat Schulzburg Benton 11-1. And Belleville 4-0 over Arena. The Brewers were able to salvage the final game of a three-game series against the Miami Marlins 6-2 on Sunday. Jake Bowers powered the offense with a home run and triple. Also, Jackson Chourio went deep in the game. Jacob Junis got the pitching victory with two scoreless innings of relief. The Brewers open up a home series against the Braves starting this evening. Atlanta was a winner over the Mets 9-2, St. Louis 4, Washington 3, San Francisco 5-4 over Colorado. Pittsburgh 6, Arizona 5. In the American League, Toronto 7, Texas 3. Minnesota 5-0 over Detroit. Seattle 6, the White Sox 3. The Angels 8-6 over Oakland. Yankees 8, Boston 2. And an interleague play, Tampa Bay 2-1 over Cincinnati, Cleveland 4, Philadelphia 3, the Cubs over Kansas City 7-3, Baltimore 8, San Diego 6, and the Dodgers beat Houston a score of 6-2. That's an update on sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
84 for high today, humid conditions with a 50% chance of scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm. For tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog later, a low of 65. Partly cloudy and quite warm Tuesday, 87. For Wednesday, mid to upper 80s, and mid 80s Thursday and Friday. So a warm summer-like week here in southwest Wisconsin. As we make plans, 21 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far, off and on light stuff this morning. 72 is the midnight reading. Right now it is 69 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. If you love a rainy night, well, yeah, it was a pretty good overnight for you then. Here's Eddie Rabbit.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight showers. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadow. Puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh.
A rainy night, give those mosquitoes a bath, that's for sure. Well, a big day planned here at WRCO, a big week. Our Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Radio Auction begins today, this morning at 10. 10 until noon each day, each weekday this week. And you can follow along on our Facebook page. Check out the items for today on the WRCO website. And join us on the air here on WRCO FM 100.9 or WRCO.com or on the Civic Media app. We've got info all morning long about how you can help the cause. Here's Poco with a memory, taking us back in time on a Monday. One of those songs that can take you away. I've never been to the Pontchartrain down in New Orleans, but that song kind of takes you there. It feels like you've been there. It's 68 degrees at WRCO Radio. A little bit of a light rain falling here at the WRCO studios today. What else is new, right? I've got to get a few things done. I've got to get my weed eater out. I need to get the garden tilled a little bit as well. When the grass, the weeds get a little bit longer, they kind of wrap around the tines of my little bitty garden tiller. It's just like a two-tine tiller. It doesn't take much to plug it up. And then it's harder work getting the weeds unwrapped from the little tillers. So sometimes it's almost better just to grab the hoe and it's less work.
Is it too late for me to become physically active? Should I take special precautions? Hi, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. More and more older adults are proving that you are never too old to exercise. When starting a program, you should take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning an exercise program. Don't try to do too much too fast. Exercise in an intensity appropriate for you. Pick activities that are fun, that suit your needs, and can be done year-round. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. Take more time to warm up and cool down before and after a workout. Stretch slowly. Simon's Recreation Complex is a participating member of the Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs, which are leading fitness programs designed specifically for older adults. Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active incorporates the above precautions in all of their exercise classes. Call or stop in today with your Medicare Supplement Insurance card. You may be eligible for a free membership to Simon's Recreation Complex, including all classes. Stop by today and learn why many of our adults refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Let Simon's Recreation Complex show you how to increase your energy levels while decreasing the aches and pains of aging. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Get ready for the Iowa County Ducks Unlimited event Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Join us at Dodger Bowl 318 King Street, Dodgeville. Doors open at 5:30. Enjoy delicious roast beef and pulled pork sandwiches, hors d'oeuvres, and free tab beer while supplies last. Win big with the Shotgun of the Year, a Browning Maxis 2 Ultimate, and the Handgun of the Year, Kimber 1911 KW Custom. Get more with Duck Bucks. Buy a $100 package and receive $120 worth of tickets. Register by July 29th for a chance to win a $120 Duck Buck card. Register at iowacountydu.org and don't miss out.
Faith in the future has always been the mark of farmers. Farmers see the place they want to be in the world and in their rural community that needs them to be leaders, entrepreneurs, and examples to everyone. To plant a seed today is to have faith and believe in tomorrow. Take time to thank a farmer. With the help of Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic is dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Egg was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Get $15 back right now with mail-in rebate and gallons of Cabot Stain. Cabot Stain comes in an oil-based or water-based formula and is available as transparent, semi-transparent, or solid colors. Cabot Stains are pigmented for extra UV protection from the sun, water, and extreme conditions, and are ideal for siding, fences, or decks. Save $15 right now with mail-in or online rebate on gallons of Cabot Stain at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
A news, weather, and sports update is coming up today at 6:30. And more regular features down in the waning days of your chances to win some ice cream for us as well. So listen for that. Here's Corey Kent.
Watched a California sunset burn from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop six string, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? Mountain highs and valley lows, broke a haunted on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be.
Kent on WRCO Radio as we rise and shine, hopefully shine a little bit on a Monday and this week in southwest Wisconsin. 69 degrees at WRCO. Here's George Strait.
You got to have an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, a game we all play. But you need to save something for a rainy day. You've got to learn to play your cards right if you expect to win in life. Don't put it all on the line for just one roll. You've got to have an ace in the hole. If you're headed down a one-way street and you're not sure it's the way you want to go, money or love or all the above, have a little more than what you show. When life deals out a surprise, have a few surprises of your own. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, you've got to have an ace in the hole. You've got to have an ace.
nobody knows. Life is a gamble, a game we all play, but you need to save something for rainy day. You've got to learn to play your cards right if you expect to win in life. Don't put it all on the line for just one roll. You've got to have an ace in the hole.
WRCO and those guitars and Cadillacs on a Monday morning. Stay tuned for our news update. We'll bring you up to date next.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Good morning from WRCO. It is time now for a news update sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. Wherever you are, BL Signs can help you. From the forecast, 84 degrees for today's projected high and a 50% chance of scattered showers for today. Just over 0.2 inches of rain and some early morning showers today. It is 68 degrees.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Targeson reports that early Thursday afternoon at approximately 2 o'clock, the sheriff's office received a report that a man cashed a fraudulent check at a financial institution in the city of Westby approximately 2 hours earlier. Then at approximately 12:45, a second check was cashed at a financial institution in the village of Coon Valley. Finally, the same person attempted to cash a third check at a financial institution in the village of Stoddard after it was learned the checks presented as issued by a business in Toma were forgeries, and the third attempt was unsuccessful. The suspect of the forgeries was identified as Raymond Scott Scotty Regal, 59, of Fox Lake. After an intensive investigation, the sheriff's office has learned of several other similar incidents in other jurisdictions. During a statewide search, Regal was arrested Saturday morning at approximately 7:30 in Madison by the Madison Police Department. He was transported to the Dane County Jail before being transferred to the Vernon County Jail later in the day. Raymond Regal is currently being held in the Vernon County Jail awaiting a bail hearing in Vernon County Circuit Court. More arrests could be forthcoming. Regal and two other known suspects were used as pawns. More work is needed to identify the masterminds in all these incidents that appear related. The open and very active investigation into this elaborate multi-jurisdictional bank fraud and check cashing scheme continues. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office is actively working with the Westby Police Department, Sauk Prairie Police Department, Reedsburg, Lake Delton and Wisconsin Dells Police Departments, the Richland Center Police Department, and Madison Department. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says Republicans need to listen to themselves as they criticize Vice President Kamala Harris and support former President Donald Trump. A number of Republicans are calling Harris a diversity hire. Crowley says he's excited to back Harris and that he hopes her entrance as a replacement for President Biden will invigorate Democrats to vote in November. A state committee is studying potential regulation for artificial intelligence in Wisconsin. Committee Chair State Senator Julian Bradley says he hopes the committee's work can help alleviate people's fears about AI. The goal is to ensure that AI is used in the right ways so that we're not harming consumers or protecting data. The committee will hold hearings around the state in order to establish guardrails for lawmakers to consider when drafting policy. A new study will examine ways to control Wisconsin's sandhill crane population. The big birds with the long bills and even longer legs are a familiar sight and sound across much of Wisconsin. And while city dwellers often delight in seeing sandhill families in parks and neighborhoods, they can be a real problem when they swoop down on farm fields by the dozens or hundreds. A 12-member study committee is scheduled to meet this Thursday at Horicon Marsh State Wildlife Area. Committee members include state lawmakers, farmers, and conservationists. They've been asked to come up with recommendations, including a possible hunting season. That's something opposed by the Baraboo-based International Crane Foundation. The Department of Natural Resources says an invasive bug has spread throughout the state. On Friday, the agency announced it had made a positive identification of emerald ash borer beetles in all of Wisconsin's 72 counties. The last county to get the bug was Burnett County in northwest Wisconsin. The beetle, which is expected to kill most of Wisconsin's ash trees, was first spotted in 2008 in Ozaukee County and spread mostly by people transporting infested firewood. News of a shipwreck being located in the state.
The Margaret A. Muir, a 130-foot, three-masted schooner built in 1872, was found under just 50 feet of Lake Michigan water off the coast of northeast Wisconsin. The ship was lost to a fierce gale in September of 1893 and sank only a few miles off the entrance to the Algoma Harbor. It went undetected for more than a century, despite hundreds of boats passing over it each fishing season. The Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association is now working to nominate the site for the National Register of Historic Places. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Things are coming along at the Lone Rock Bridge project on the South Bridge. Both concrete deck pours have been completed. Currently, work is being done on other areas and will continue to mid to late August. Work is planned to have all of the formwork removed by early September, and finishing and staining will continue throughout most of September. The grading crew is scheduled the week of August 5th to place the remaining base aggregate on Wisconsin 130 Long Island and the new Wisconsin 130-133 intersection. The concrete crew has also scheduled the week of August 5th for the Wisconsin 130 curb and gutter sections and bridge approach slab at the new Wisconsin 130-133 intersection. The asphalt crew has scheduled the week of August 12th to pave Wisconsin 130 Long Island. The south channel on the riverway will remain closed and the north channel will remain open. Pending river flows, an environmental crew is planning to be on site this week to survey and relocate mussels along the existing Wisconsin 130 bridges. After mussel relocation is completed, crews will start placing rock causeways in the river along the existing bridges for demolition access. A statue of groundbreaking civil rights leader Vel R. Phillips unveiled at the Capitol in Madison on Saturday. Her son, attorney Michael Phillips, said his mom was tough and a fighter. He also told the crowd gathered at the Capitol that between now and November, we have got some fighting to do, and that if Phillips were here, she would be right on that as well. Vel Phillips died in Milwaukee in 2018 at the age of 95.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
You can join WRCOFM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCOAMFM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCOFM.
The high expected to be 84 today with a 50% chance of scattered showers. Maybe a thunderstorm today. Partly cloudy, patchy fog tonight and a low of 65. Mid to upper 80s on Tuesday with a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Right now, the air is calm and the barometer is steady at 29.81. We've picked up just over 0.2 of an inch of rain this morning. And right now, as we look back at yesterday, which it was 81, we were at 72 at midnight. We've been as low as 68. Right now, it is 69 degrees.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at local baseball from yesterday, a Brewer victory, and officially inked now to his extension deal, Jordan Love. Some comments from Brian Gundekunst as well, coming up in sports.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
The Sunday League home challenge baseball season came to a close for the Arena Aces with a 4-0 loss at Belleville yesterday. The host Raiders scored 2 runs in the first inning and 2 in the fifth to improve to 9-3. Arena had many chances to get on the scoreboard, however, they lacked clutch hits and stranded 12 base runners during the 9-inning contest. Nate Jennings was 2-for-4 to lead the way for the Aces. For the Belleville Raiders, Stephen Mello was the winning pitcher, and also Sam Urquhart was 2-for-4, including a 5th-inning 2-run home run over the left field fence. Following the 4-0 win, Belleville will play at Verona on Sunday. Arena still has night league games, including a makeup in Cazenovia on Tuesday. Elsewhere in the West, Dodgeville edged Blanchardville 4-3, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 2-0 over Hollandale, and Verona was an 11-1 winner over Schulzburg Benton. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb will play at Dodgeville and Belleville at Verona next week in the semifinals of the Western section. In the North yesterday, Ashton 11, Mazamani 8, Middleton 12-2 over Wanakee, Sauk Prairie 6, Wisconsin Dells 5, and Reedsburg edged Cross Plains 9-8. Next week, Reedsburg is at Sauk and Middleton at Ashton. The Simon Shark swim team concluded their season Saturday at the conference swim meet. Boscobel swam to a first-place finish, their fourth in as many years as they take the conference championship. For the Richland Center's Simon Sharks, they were led by Lauren Chambers, who earned gold in the backstroke and breaststroke, Connor Hying, who added 2 first-place finishes in the butterfly and breaststroke, the 9-10 girls relay consisting of Morgan Worthington, Claire Hying, Lauren Chambers, and Kaylin Burns showed the same dominance they have shown all season by winning both the medley and freestyle relays. An additional first-place finish was earned by the 15- and 18-year-old boys' relay, made up of Connor Hying, Malachi Fretz, Braden Burns, and Lucian Hamlin. The Brewers were able to salvage the final game of a 3-game series against the Marlins Sunday, 6-2. Jake Bowers powered the offense with a home run and a triple. Jackson Churio also went deep. Jacob Junis got the pitching victory with 2 scoreless innings of work. Reliever Devin Williams returned from 4 months on the injured list to hold the Marlins scoreless in the 9th inning yesterday. Right-handed pitcher Colin Ray starts the first game of a home series against the Braves coming up tonight. Elsewhere in the National League, Atlanta was a 9-2 winner against the Mets, St. Louis 4, Washington 3, San Francisco 5-4 over Colorado, Pittsburgh 6, Arizona 5. In the American League, Toronto 7, Texas 3, Minnesota 5-0 over Detroit, Seattle beat the White Sox 6-3, Angels 8, Oakland 6, Yankees 8-2 over Boston. In interleague play, Tampa Bay 2-1 over Cincinnati, Cleveland 4, Philadelphia 3. The Cubs beat beat Kansas City 7-3, Baltimore 8, San Diego 6, the Dodgers 6-2 over Houston. The Packers finally signed quarterback Jordan Love to a four-year, $220 million deal. He had been sitting out training camp practices while the details were hammered out. GM Brian Gutekunst talked about this day finally coming for the Packers and for their star quarterback as he hits payday.
When you really get to know these guys is when you get them in your building, you get them in your process, and you get to see how they work and how they kind of endear themselves to their teammates, how important it is to them. And certainly since he's been here, he's checked all those boxes. And I think as we moved along and he progressed and we realized that, you know, he was going to be the next guy, and then seeing how he handled that this past year, becoming the guy, handling that pressure, coming out the other side of it, just gave us a lot of confidence, I think, that, you know, this is a guy that's going to lead us into the future.
That is an update on sports for WRCO Sports. I am Phil Nee.
Save us. just a mirage. I was burning up a highway. It kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. She sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts? And was moving all made up in her mind? Would she change it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here. But losing ground in this Chevrolet.
Jordan Davis on WRCO Radio. All is right with the world. Hank will be here. He said he's been just really successful at finding funny jokes. We'll see for ourselves a little later on.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See, we didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Shop local and save big this July with the Red, White, and Refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
You enjoy performing minor maintenance and routine building upkeep? Take pride in caring for a beautiful property? The House on the Rock Resort Hotel has an opening for a full-time, year-round building maintenance and upkeep position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They also have part-time openings available. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join them and help keep their resort in top shape.
Get ready for the Iowa County Ducks Unlimited event Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Join us at Dodger Bowl 318 King Street, Dodgeville. Doors open at 5:30. Enjoy delicious roast beef and pulled pork sandwiches, hors d'oeuvres, and free tab beer while supplies last. Win big with the Shotgun of the Year, a Browning Maxis 2 Ultimate, and the Handgun of the Year, Kimber 1911 KW Custom. Get more with Duck Bucks. Buy a $100 package and receive $120 worth of tickets. Register by July 29th for a chance to win a $120 Duck Buck card. Register at iowacountydu.org and don't miss out.
The annual Southwest Wisconsin Two Center Club Tractor Show is on August 3rd and 4th from 8 to 4 each day. Experience truck, tractor, implement displays, field demonstrations, and a flea market. Kids can join the Kinchy Pedal Pull on Saturday with registration at 10 a.m., a corn dig, and money hunt. Located off Highway 133 East on Perta Bay Road near Bosco. Sunday features Cowboy Church at 9 a.m., free admission and food daily. For more details, call 608-485-1623. All makes and models are welcome. Come celebrate our Kermit heritage with us.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Occasional rain this morning, and our temperature is at 69 degrees. The Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Walk with Grace radio auction gets underway this morning. We'll be selling a couple of hours worth of items today through Friday. And remember, you need a bidder number, so you can call us anytime to get that assigned to you, 647-2111. Also, you can certainly call during the auction as well, but it does speed up the process if you get that in advance. So either way, we don't care. We just want to have you listen, and possibly if there's something that might be kind of piques your interest, give us a call and make a nice bid on it. And of course, all the proceeds of those winning bids go to Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination.
There goes my heart. Yeah.
Mavericks on FM 100.9 WRCO. Our update at 7 o'clock is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade quilts along with crafts and scrapbooking supplies, consignment clothing for the whole family, and much more. It is 69 degrees. Good morning, and a Monday, it is 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with